views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, the Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, KKNW, Seattle, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. And for more information about me and the Bond Method and how that can help you, you can go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com, or you can email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at TheMichelleBondShow.com. You also can give me a call at 425-412-0202. And the Bond Method is a customized program that will enable you to have optimal health and wholeness and experience the law of attraction like never before and manifest abundance. And it also teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. So you'll discover who you really are, what your life purpose is, and how to prevent and overcome healthcare challenges. So you'll be able to experience life in a whole new way with love, joy, peace, and happiness. And who doesn't want that? So be sure to contact me to see how I can help you do all those great things. We have got a show for you today. We've got Benny in the house. Hello there, Benny. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. Welcome back, and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
Good to be back. So did you do anything special for the celebration?
No, we took it kind of easy. You know, got the big family that I'm kind of growing over here on my side. So the boys turned 3, actually, last Saturday. So it's kind of ramping up to their, you know, their third birthday. And I had been doing so many honestly, promotions for like the last 10 years with doing New Year's events and parties. It was nice to take it back for once and not be so run around and, you know, dealing with people and their libations, let's just say. I had my own.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband and I always stay in New Year's Eve because we don't want to deal with other people's libations.
Just trying to feel it.
Yeah, exactly. So we ended up having people over, though, for New Year's Day. And so I did an early dinner, you know.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah. So, and I did, it's very traditional Southern type of New Year's dinner, where you have the collard greens, and the collard greens are for money, and then you have black-eyed peas, which are for good luck, you know?
Right, we definitely had that. We actually went over to an early brunch at my girlfriend's grandmother's, and we had the black-eyed peas. She didn't have any, so I know the good luck isn't going to go for her, but I had double the amount, so maybe I'll even it out.
There you go. And I did a twist. I did a twist on the collard greens and the black-eyed peas because, you know, my husband and I are going more vegetarian. And, you know, how the black-eyed peas and the collard greens usually traditionally are cooked with, the ham hocks and bacon
right.
And all that.
Oh, sounds so good right now.
I know.
Stop talking about it.
What I did is I did away with the pork.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did the collard greens. I kind of creamed them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which, you know, it turned out to be really good. Everybody loved them. And then the black-eyed peas, I stole a recipe from the French when they take lentils and they turn it into a lentil salad using vinaigrette.
Okay.
So instead of using the lentils, I made black-eyed peas that way, and everybody went back for seconds.
Hey, there you go. Good little tip there.
Yeah, I could. And then there was leftovers. I gave them all away, so my husband and I didn't have any leftover because everybody wanted to take them home.
That's a bonus if you don't have leftover food.
Yeah, exactly. Been eating it for weeks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was good. So we had a good time. It was fun, and we're happy to. There's a new year. I tell you, it's going to be in. I think it's going to be a good year this year. That's my vibe.
I hope so too.
Yeah. I mean, the energy shifting planetarily, I can feel it, and so I'm sure it's going to be a positive year. Well, we have got a show for you today. We are going to be talking about the journey from fear to love and how to stop living a life of fear. And we have a special treat. We have got Susan Gowdy here today. Now, Susan got her master's degree in social work at Arizona State University and has a strong background in psychology, counseling, and social work, as well as certifications in neurophysical programming, bioenergetic synchronization technique, yes, and psychology kinesiology, which is Psych-K. So driven by her past experiences and the lessons she has learned, Susan works to heal physical as well as deep-rooted emotional lives. And she has written a very inspirational book called The Journey from Fear to Love is Shorter Than You Think. So welcome, Susan, to the show. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm really excited to be on your show. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
We can still say that. It's still the first 2 weeks.
Yes, exactly. And, well, Benny and I haven't talked since last year, so this is our first time back together. Yeah. So we had to do that. Well, it's great to have you on the show to tell us your story from fear to love. Now, what got you started? What made you decide to write this book?
Well, it came out of a trauma that occurred before I was even 3 years old, but it's really not what the book is about. I consider the trauma my trigger balance, but I was abused before I was 3 years old, and by the time I was 19, things were coming up that were making me aware that I needed to make some changes in my life. I was in college. And I was taking classes, and they were talking about flashbacks and that kind of thing, and that triggered a lot for me. And I had a reoccurring nightmare for years, like every night, like waking up blood-curdling screams and panicked, you know, completely, all the color out of my face. And when I took this class, I realized that was kind of a flashback for me, but I would have flashbacks also during the day. And so that kind of triggered some things, and I started seeking some help because I was also in a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe, you know, there's something really wrong with me. I thought maybe I'm dying. I hurt so bad, and I was only 19 years old. I could barely walk straight. My whole body hurt. And I went and saw a chiropractor at that time where I was living for school, and he told me I had the back of a 50-year-old woman, and I was 19 years old. And that really was a wake-up call for me that I wanted to feel better, and I didn't like how I was feeling, so I started seeking help, and that's kind of where my journey started to move away from fear and head toward love.
Okay. That's interesting because, it's amazing how emotions can affect your physical well-being, and I have a lot of clients who come to me, and usually if they've had a trauma in their early childhood, especially if it involved sexual abuse or something like that, they become obese in their adulthood, and they go on all kinds of diets and everything to try to lose weight, and they can't. And it's because it's this deep-rooted emotion or fear from their childhood trauma, and so they are eating and putting on extra weight so that they feel like they won't be attractive to the opposite sex and they'll be safe.
And it buffers it, too. It also makes it so they can't feel. They can't, you know, having that extra, it's almost like padding, having a guard around you physically to keep that from, you know, from having to feel those deep-rooted traumas and events that have happened. So and that's one thing that people do. And then another, they do all kinds of things. So they can start to overdrink. They can sleep too much, which, you know, that would be depression. They can become what we call type A personalities, where they're just running, and they never slow down and think that, you know, they're getting a whole lot done. But, you know, I look and go, well, wait a second, why, what are you running from that you can't quiet your mind for a minute? You know, what's going on that you're... So it kind of comes in all different shapes and sizes as far as how people bury it. And, yeah, I buried it for a long time. I always knew it happened, but I wasn't really aware of what it, how it was affecting my life until I was in college.
Yeah, wow. Well, at least you finally got it, you know, when you were in college. So just, I guess as long as you can get it, it doesn't really matter when you get it, as long as you finally can get it.
Yeah, the journey is, you know, it's about the journey. It doesn't matter. It doesn't ever end. So as long as you finally figure out what's going on, you can turn your life around.
Yeah, exactly. I like to liken it to the peeling of an onion, you know. You just keep taking layers away, and it's all a process. Life is just a process, and you just keep growing and growing and growing, you know. And it takes a while. It's like people think that they can take the magic pill and everything will be gone and their problems will go away, but it doesn't work like that. It's a journey.
Well, like you've probably seen with people who have struggled with weight issues, as they start to take the weight off, they do have to start dealing with the emotional stuff that's underneath there. Just
exactly.
To be able to keep the weight off, because if they don't, it will go right back on again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's what happens. You know, the yo-yo effect. They lose the weight, but then shortly they put it back on.
Right.
Yeah, if they don't deal with the emotional issues. So nutrition is very important to keep you your body healthy. But there's no disconnect. There is, it's a mind, body, and spirit. So all three of those, and environment, so it makes it actually all four of those go into keeping you whole.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we have got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about this journey from fear to love with Susan Gowdy. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. We've got Susan Gowdy here, and we're talking about the journey from fear to love, how to stop living a life of fear. So, Susan, looking at this, looking back of your life and everything, what is the main tip that you would give somebody who wanted to change the direction of their life?
It's wanting, if they're really in that mode where they're really ready and they really want to change their life, and they've said, I'm looking for help, and first thing I'd want to understand is if they understood it, where it was coming from in the first place. If they had any idea, if it was a trauma or something, what the root cause of, you know, why they're saying I need help, if they have an understanding of that. And then I would highly recommend that they go and seek some hands-on healing techniques like the BEST or the Psyche or the neurophysical reprogramming, whatever it is that resonates with them, because it's just more gentle. It's really easy. They're not threatening, and it helps. It goes right to the subconscious. It pulls out what's been buried under there for so long, and it just pulls it out nice and gently, and they recognize it. They resonate with it. And then they can go and do whatever work they need to do with the help of the facilitator, the practitioner, to help to, get rid of that so that their life can start to become the way that they want to see it. And so I highly recommend those techniques. Counseling's a good thing to do along with it, but with a hands-on technique like bioenergetic synchronization technique or Psyche or neurophysical reprogramming, I don't care what it is. Those techniques empower the client, and they realize when they're working with that, it's coming from them, and the facilitator's just facilitating. So that makes them, they feel, you know, empowered from the get-go that this was, I figured this out. It came from me. So that's what I would recommend.
Okay, that sounds good. And that leads me to what the belief is that.
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
So what I want to talk about and what the belief is, there's people who are afraid to get rid of the fear in their life, to get rid of the emotional baggage that they're carrying around, to look at, because they kind of have an idea, but they don't really want to look at it. And so they just kind of become victimized by it, shall we say, and just kind of stay in the state of victimization and just kind of don't work their way out of it. Do you have something that you can speak to about that, Susan?
As far as them not being ready to look at it, not wanting to look at it?
Yeah, or being afraid to look at it. I mean, were you afraid to look at it? Did it take a lot of courage for you at that point to want to look at it?
Well, unfortunately, what it takes oftentimes is a crisis for somebody to finally decide to look at it. I mean, it's not something that you can force a person to go do. So for me, I mean, I was in a lot of physical pain, and I made the conscious choice that I wanted to feel better. So you've probably heard lots of stories where people are having illnesses of some kind, diabetes or something shows up in their life, and that will trigger them to seek help. And like with BEST or any of those techniques, they can go in for some kind of a physical complaint, but when they start doing that work, the emotional stuff will also clear out. Both things will clear out. That's the beauty of doing those techniques. So, I mean, it's hard to give someone, you know, real advice on what to do. It's got to be that they're really ready to go and look for the help, and how to unbury it. I mean, if they're not ready to do it, they're just not going to. You can't force them to do it.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are afraid to do it and say, yeah, so they have to get to a certain point. But once you can, if you can get over the fear and start to look at it, it's actually a lot better.
Well, and I think that we have to live as examples. And mm-hmm. so when they see a friend who's got, you know, the life that they'd like to have, that would be the friend that they should go talk to. You know, what are you doing in your life? How are things going for you? How do you have this wonderful life? Because they will get information, and they'll find maybe that they're using a certain technique or whatever it is, that they're eating a certain way. But, I mean, that's what I would advise is look around and look at the people that you're surrounded with, or maybe you need to go outside of that circle to look for people who are healthy and well and having a really wonderful life that looks appealing to you, and start asking them questions. They'll give you the information if you ask them to. So.
Right. Exactly. and it's all about raising your energy level, you know, because in order to manifest the life of your dreams, you really have to kind of raise your energy level and start, leaning towards people and surround yourself with people who are leading the life that you want to lead. You can't change and you can't really manifest if you're going to be wallowing in your stuff and hanging out with people who, you know, who are supporting the lower vibration of energy, the complaining and criticizing and condemning and poor me-ing and
all that. Exactly. They may have to change their circle of friends and seek out other people. But, I mean, if they're making a conscious decision that they, you know, they really want to take care of this, it's starting to practice living a conscious life. This is one thing that they're going to start doing. Is start living present and focused in the moment. That's one of the first things they can do so that they can focus on what's going on right now and not be focusing on, you know, for example, if you're doing dishes, you're doing dishes. You're not focusing on your financial issues. And learning to, like you said, become more in touch with yourself and to raise your vibration. And that's how you can do that is by, you know, clearing your mind more often. You know, when you're focusing on one thing, focus on that one thing and try to keep yourself from going off into all the problems of the day. So if you're exercising, focus on what your body's doing and how it's moving and how it feels and the positive, you know, feeling of it, all of that. And breathing. Breathing's a huge thing. Just stop and take a breath and breathe and look outside, see the sunshine, whatever you can be in appreciation for to help bring that vibration up.
Mm-hmm. So it is a step at a time. It's a process, and so you start off small, and then work your way up. So you don't want to, you know, because some people get overwhelmed thinking they've got to climb the mountain when actually they just need to climb the hill first.
Yeah, and then they get scared and then they backtrack, right? So
right.
With some of these techniques, I mean, they will see results really quickly, but if somebody like made them go and do it and they weren't ready to go do it, it wasn't that they chose it, oftentimes they'll feel a whole lot better for about a month and then they'll freak out because they don't even recognize themselves anymore. They change so drastically and become such a different person, and it can happen really fast. But if they didn't choose to do that on their own and somebody, you know, you see that with sometimes with alcoholics that are forced into programs. If they're forced into the program, they might come out clean and they're doing really well. But if they were forced into it versus they chose to do it and they were really ready, they were at that you know, mindset where it's like, I want to be well, which is where I was at, they'll backtrack. And you'll see them go in and out of programs until they finally decide, I'm doing this for me and I'm ready. And then that's when they make real changes.
Yeah, exactly. So you've been talking about this BEST. What is this BEST program?
It's called Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, which is why they shorten it to BEST.
Okay.
It's a lot easier.
That.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very gentle, hands-on technique. It's the way that the facilitator practitioner will use it is very similar to acupressure. They're holding points, and they're just they're finding information from your own body. They will use some muscle testing and different things to get the information. It's very gentle. No questions have to be asked. It's not like a counseling session or, you know, that you're being, that you have to give a lot of information up. It's very non-invasive. And so information will come up from the subconscious. And I've never had a client not resonate with what comes up. They may at first go, what? And then once they, oh, yeah, that's what it is. And it could be something regarding, I don't know, a parent from a childhood thing or something. But stuff will come up, and they then through the using the acupressure type points, best will let that release very gently. And then the client is given some very easy things to do at home, some self-talk, homework type things, so that they can complete the process. And if, you know, if it ever comes up again, they know they might have more to do on that. It's like you said, peeling away at the onion. So, but oftentimes there are dramatic effects, especially with physical things. You can have somebody come in with their neck bent out of shape. They can't move their head. And within 15 minutes, I can have their neck, or they can have it because it's coming from them. Their neck will completely straighten out. They'll have free, you know, complete range of motion and be going, oh, my gosh, what did you do? But it was all the stuff that was releasing, and they feel better. So they're, you know, here they're feeling better physically, but emotionally they're feeling well, too, and they had no idea that that was, like, the bonus of this because they came in because my neck hurts. Mm-hmm. So it's really a beautiful technique, and it's very easy. And then Psyche does similar, and it works with the beliefs, the underlying beliefs that have us stuck. And the beliefs are, you know, the core of all of it, because your beliefs dictate your thoughts, and your thoughts dictate your feelings. So changing beliefs at the subconscious level, you know, it's like you get to be a new person. You get to start over. You can get rid of all that gunk.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, we're going to have to take another quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk more about this Psychic K and changing your beliefs. And will you talk to us about that, Susan, when
sure,
we come back?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, great. All right, stay tuned. You'll listen to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Michelle Bond Show. We've got Susan Gowdy here, and we're talking about the journey from fear to love. And before the break, we were talking about different types of methods that you could use to help you with your journey. And we mentioned Psychic K. Now, how does the Psychic K actually help to change your belief system, Susan?
It's called Psych K. And he shortened it. I think it was psychological kinesiology, and we just call it Psych K.
Okay.
It's also one that you use muscle testing, and you're doing proper muscle testing to find out what belief changes need to be made. Either the client can come in, so like I might do a best session with them, and then they're feeling a lot more clear and focused, and then I can go into the Psyche, because they will tell me right up front, I want to change this belief. So I don't even have to look for, you know, or help them find what it is that they want to change a belief about, which could be about money or health or relationships or anything like that. So either the client will give me the belief that they want to change, and we will just go gently in and change those beliefs using different types of positions for them to sit in or to hold themselves in different positions, and they focus on it until they feel that there's a shift that's been made. And then it's retested to make sure that actually did occur. So it's very another very simple technique, and most people really like it, especially if they've already cleared out some things with the best. They're really ready to say, I want to make a change on that, how I feel about money, for example. And it helps them to move forward with a much better attitude. A lot of that stuff is cleared out so that they don't have those issues anymore.
Okay, interesting. Wow, just from that, huh?
Yeah, it's a little hard to explain over the phone. It's easier to show somebody in person, but it's because it's going to the subconscious level. It's the way that the technique is performed. It's the different types of balancings you can do with the client that will, every single one of them goes deep into the subconscious and will change it at the subconscious level.
Okay.
So that's what makes the difference. It's not a willpower thing. It's not them just trying over and over to make that change on their own. We're actually connecting to the subconscious and making the change at that level, and that's huge because the subconscious runs everything.
Right, exactly, it does. And so now you used to do conventional therapy, right?
Yes.
Now, why did you decide to get away from that and do more of these other techniques?
Because of what it did for me personally. Because when I was, like I said, in college is when I started to see I needed to make some changes. And then I moved to Arizona when I was 21, and I was fortunate enough to meet a best practitioner and started working with him. And when my daughter was 2.5, so close to the age that I was abused at, I started having sinus infections, one right after another, and I'd never had one in my life before. So I was, you know, just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I had been seeing this best practitioner, but I went in one day and said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. And that was when we got to the real root cause. And he was pulling up information that I was almost angry at him because I thought, I didn't tell you any of this. Where did you get that information? But he was able to pull up an age. He was able to pull up exactly what, that it was sexual abuse, all of this information. And within one session, the sinus infection cleared up, and I haven't had another one to this day. So I mean, that was very empowering. And that was when I went into counseling, finished my master's degree, started doing counseling. I immediately was incorporating hands-on healing with the counseling. I would start the first session and let them do that first session, which I called their bitch session, to come in and just unload. Tell me whose fault, you know, blame it on whoever you want. Tell me where it came from, all of that stuff. And then I would look at them and say, and how old are you? And I was working with adults who were living on their own. And then we would move on the next session, and we would start very light counseling and move right into the hands-on healing because it was much more empowering. They were taking control. They were pulling up. The information was coming from them. So they were feeling empowered. And I was seeing you know, clients that have been counseling for years, after three sessions with hands-on healing incorporated in it, they were changing their lives. So that was it's the feedback from my clients that made me go, you can't just do counseling, regular counseling, just with talking. This is really helpful.
Yeah, so what you've done is is the client now has gotten involved in their own healing, and so it's very empowering.
Oh, yeah, and they can feel really good about themselves, you know, that I did this. It wasn't the counselor, you know, that keeps telling me. And it's easier, too, because once they're enlightened, you know how you feel when you become enlightened. You feel enthusiastic about making those changes in your life. I mean, it just goes quicker because they really want to do that. They want to participate in their own life. They don't want to just have someone telling them, you know, do try this, do this. They come up with their own ideas.
Yeah, and that's great. And the word enlightenment it's called enlightenment for a reason, and it means to lighten up.
Exactly. Lighten up and live your life in love. Right.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, and now I'm not bashing therapy or anything like that. I've had my share of it. But
I'm not either. I don't want any. Yeah. I mean, that's my background. I'm not at all. I just like to incorporate the two.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, and it does come to a point where you can sit in the therapist chair and talk ad nauseum to a certain degree, but it'll only get you so far, and then you've got to get in there and really heal yourself, basically.
Right, and you might feel better for, a while after the session. But, I mean, oftentimes people are going to weekly sessions, and that's probably why, because they need to go back and get that, boost again from the counselor and reassurance and remember. And it's kind of more like, willpower, trying to use your willpower to make the changes when you can get to the subconscious and make those changes much faster.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. And that's the thing is, from an energetic standpoint, too, is when you keep rehashing every week the same stuff over and over again, it doesn't get you out of the loop. It kind of keeps you right in there. So you kind of need something out of the box, some out of the box thinking to kind of like break that paradigm.
Yeah, it's like when people are dieting and you give them when they make a change that out of the box and something they've never done before. It's like Albert Einstein says, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You have to make a change. You have to do something different to get different results. So, people on diets, if they change it up, or their exercise, they change it up, they get, they suddenly are doing well and things are changing. Change is part of life, right?
Right, it is. Like I like to say, they say that there's two things that you'll always be guaranteed of. Either you got to pay taxes and you're going to die. Well, I say there's a third thing. It's change.
Yeah. Life is movement and change, and we're always moving and we're always changing. And so if it's not working, like Albert Einstein said, quit the insanity and do something different.
Exactly. He also said you can't solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you do have to get out of there. And like Ren and Stimpy in that Who Stole My Cheese or Who Moved My Cheese, the book Moved My Cheese. If you don't change, you'll die.
Yeah, exactly. You keep doing what you're doing and you're going to keep getting the same results. It's just like keeping your thoughts focused on, something that you're unhappy about. Well, guess what? You're going to keep getting more of the same thing. Start focusing on what you really want, and, oh, wow, that's amazing. My life is different, and I'm happier.
Right. But, change, most people prefer it in dollar bills, right? They don't like the change in their life. Because with change, lots of times, there's fear associated with it. They don't know what's on the other side. So it's the fear of the unknown. And you know what fear is? Fear is false evidence appearing real.
Exactly.
So, it's really not real,
Right.
It's an emotion that keeps you kind of locked in into the old way of thinking, and you really can't grow out of fear, But
you become stuck.
Yeah, and you become stuck, and so that's the biggest thing is you got to get rid of the fear, so that you can move on and not be stuck. So, Susan, I'm enjoying this. We're going to have to take a quick break here coming up. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about what the biggest fear is.
Thank you. People
need to get over. Can you want to do that? Okay, good.
Sure.
All right. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, right on Connecticut, New York, and KKNW Seattle and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate, 206-715-8126, that's 206-715-8126, and visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. We're here with Susan Gowdy, and we're talking about how to get over the fears in your life. And that leads me to the philosophy tip of the day.
Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
The philosophy tip of the day comes from a very great, late great man, Nelson Mandela. And he talks about fear. He says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and famous? Actually, who are we not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. So don't play small. Get out there. Get over your fears. Susan, what is one of the biggest fears that people need to get over?
Well, actually, I agree completely, and that is what I always tell people. Your biggest fear is always your own power. Dr. Emoto, who's the author of The Hidden Messages in Water, he writes that humans vibrate at 570 trillion times per second, which is incredibly powerful. We have this phenomenal potential that we deny, that we act as if we don't have. And it's the power within us that I feel that we fear the most. And I understand, because I remember when I realized for myself, the moment I realized I have this power within myself to make these changes in my life. And at first I was elated and I felt like freedom and power and I can change everything I don't like and all this stuff. And then immediately after that, it was like, oh, crap. That means I'm 100% accountable for my life. I can't play the victim. I can't blame my husband, my children, my friends, my mom, my dad, my brothers. And God knows I've got plenty of good reason to blame them, but I could no longer do that. And so I think that's why it's the biggest fear, because it's very scary to realize that you really are, you're a lot more accountable. You have to be accountable for your life. You have a lot more control, which means that you perhaps have created which I believe we always have created what's going on in our lives. So I think that's the biggest fear.
Yep, and that makes sense because, yeah, you no longer can blame other people. You know, you realize that you created your own life, and that can be scary.
Yeah, you can't play that victim anymore.
Right.
It's easier sometimes. I mean, people feel like it's easier. And it's also so familiar that you don't want to let go of it, you know, your habits and your behaviors. And as a victim, you don't want to let go of that. It's uncomfortable. So it takes you out of the familiar, makes you uncomfortable, and it feels very scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but once you realize how your life is changing, I mean, and everything's so much better, you'd never want to go back to that again.
That's true. You don't.
Yeah.
You know, and you and I can speak with experience. It's
yeah.
At first it's very scary, yeah, but once you get past the hump and you get over it, I just close my eyes and jump in. It's so much better, and you look back and you go, I don't understand why I ever, you know, stayed stuck like that for so long, you know?
Right, which is something that you shouldn't do. Never look back and beat yourself up over, how did I get there ever?
Right.
Just keep moving forward, and you realize, I'm a new person. I'm a different person, and isn't that wonderful? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm living in this space of love. But we have to know we're human. So sometimes, you know, we start out as spiritual, which that part is always there. It never goes away. But sometimes we falter and we fall back a little bit, and you can use different techniques or just self-talk, things to what you learn to help move yourself back toward love. You know, you can use meditation. You can use something called the mirror technique, where you can go in and when you are flipping out, let yourself see it, let yourself hear it. You'll immediately start turning it around because it's ugly.
So what is if somebody had only one thing to do to help them get over this, what would you recommend?
I think the most important thing a person can do to change their life quickly is to start practicing self-love. I mean, love is the foundation, and it's, in my opinion, the foundation that you need to build your life on, the life that you want on, that you really want, because if you don't love yourself first, everything else you try to build in your life will eventually crumble. Nothing's going to stay because it's not built on that foundation of love. But, you know, it has to start with you. You have to go within and start loving yourself. And as you're loving yourself and treating yourself well, you're also teaching others how to treat you. It's, you know, what you put out, you get back. That's the real deal. And like Maya Angelou said, I do not trust people who don't love themselves and yet tell me I love you. And she says there's an African saying, which is, be careful when a naked person offers you a shirt. So it's that practicing self-love and being in appreciation, you know, for your life and taking care of yourself. You know, as a mom, I mean, many moms do this. We put ourselves last, and I've never done that. I've always taking care of myself first, and I found that I was a better mother. I was a better wife. I was a better friend. So, you know, getting my exercise in for the day, eating healthy, not skipping my meals, eating good food, treating myself well, taking a nap, meditating, whatever you need to do to get your vibration that we talked about earlier back up to where you're feeling closer to love and you're able to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say to the person who is full of self-loathing? How would they start the process of loving themselves?
That, I mean, sometimes you have to start with the basics, and we've all been there. We've all been in a situation where you just feel like, oh, my life is falling apart, everything's awful, I can't think of anything good. You have to stop and get conscious, start participating in your life consciously, and it may be just one thing that you can pull up to say, I'm in appreciation for this, and it could be the food on my table and the roof over my head. It could be like, look out the window and the sun shining. It could be a pet. Pets are unconditionally loving, that you have this, you know, wonderful pet that you can pick up, your children, your spouse, whatever it is. Sometimes it's not the spouse, it's not the children. You got to go to real basic stuff. And I've been there where, you know, I focused on just having the roof over my head, food on my table, and being able to pay my bills or, you know, take care of the things I needed to take care of. And then it builds up. And as you, and that could be a meditation you start with. It's just focusing on what you're in appreciation for, breathing and focusing on. And it's amazing how every day, as you're going through that process, you'll add to the list. And eventually, the spouse and the children will end up on the list. So it's starting with the basics.
So basically, is start with a sense of gratitude.
Yes.
At the end of the day or at the beginning of the day, just look back over your life and or day's event and find one thing that you are grateful for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, even if it's the smallest thing, like, I don't know, like you had an orange that was pretty good or something like that, you know.
Right, or that you got to take a long, hot shower.
Right, right.
Whatever it is. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't have to be huge, and they don't need to rush themselves, and it is a process, and they need to cut themselves some slack and just take the journey and take notice as they see that, wow, I've added to my list. I've got a whole lot of things. And once you add to the list, I mean, you're not going to, you know, start taking things off the list. You're going to just keep adding more and more. You might change it because your life is changing, but, you know, you'll just keep adding stuff.
Yeah, and that's also the key to finding happiness, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first step, yeah. And I always tell people, when I was teaching yoga, we would do a meditation at the end and try to come from a space of gratitude. And I would say, okay, if you can't think of anything to be grateful for, then just be grateful for the heart that's beating in your body that's giving you this life.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing to be grateful for. You know, my heart's pumping, I'm breathing. I mean, be grateful for your breath.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much that, you know, people just think it's so little, but those are huge things. You know, there's other people that isn't going on for them right now. So you can be grateful for what you have going on, heart pumping, nice deep breaths, feeling, you know, healthy, whatever it is.
Yeah. Susan, this has been great. Now, tell people how they can get your book, The Journey from Fear to Love.
They can go to my website, which is journeyfromfeartolove.com.
Okay, great. And now you do counseling sessions over the phone, so you don't have to necessarily be where you live in order for you to help people. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I can do a psyche session over the phone.
Okay. So why don't you give our listeners your phone number so that they can contact you? Or what's the best way for them to contact you?
The best way for them to contact me actually would be to send me an email on the website and leave their phone number so that I can contact them.
Okay.
And then I do have a Facebook page also for the book if anybody wanted to check that out.
Okay, give us your Facebook page real quick.
I think it's just Journey from Fear to Love also.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not very technical. I think if I just look up that, they'll find it.
Great.
Sorry, I should have asked my son first.
There you go. Well, Susan, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. I really appreciate it, and we'll have to have you back. You've been great.
Well, thank you very
so much.
And look out for the next book. It's called Drama, 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 Bitch, Bitch, Bitch.
Oh, my gosh, I love that title. That's great. Well, I want to thank the audience for listening, all the listeners for listening today. And I've got another show coming on at 2 o'clock today, and we're going to be talking about how to eliminate the need for glasses, your contact lenses, and how to prevent and improve eye diseases non-surgically with John Monroe. So you want to make sure you tune into that. So if you have any questions about the show and to get this show archived. You can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. And for more information about my services and what I do, you can contact me there, or 425-412-0202. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless you, and you have a very prosperous week.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.